Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from chapter 14 of Exodus again, beginning at verse 19, and then a short passage out of Isaiah. Exodus 14, beginning of verse 19, then the angel of God moved to the back of the people. The angel was usually in front of the people, leading them. So the tall cloud moved from in front of the people and went to the back of the people. In this way, the cloud stood between the Egyptians and the Israelites. There was light for the Israelites, but there was darkness for the Egyptians. So the Egyptians did not come any closer to the Israelites that night. And then out of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, for I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Well, we've been on this journey with Moses and the Israelites through the desert for a few weeks now. Today, I want to look at an often missed, but a very encouraging moment in this journey of the Red Sea miracle. The Israelites have wandered through the desert toward the promised land after being freed by the Lord from slavery in Egypt. God has been with them and guided and protected them all along the way. Now they're camped at the Red Sea, and God has poked Pharaoh to change his mind and to get them to come after them to return them to slavery in Egypt. The Israelites are an emotional wreck, not knowing what to do. Maybe a bit like we feel at times, personally or together, with the coronavirus for the last couple of years, rising gas prices, war in Europe, and just general uneasiness, it seems, all around, everywhere we turn. All kind of twisting us in knots and taking a toll on our emotions at the very least. But God understands what they were feeling and going through back then and tells Moses to tell the people, you'll remember, don't be afraid. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Which should remind us that in the midst of whatever we're going through in our own journey, God understands. And he was there as he was there for the Israelites back then and fought for Moses and them. God is here now and always has been and will be for us. So the Israelites are pretty nervous, to say the least, wondering what's going to happen next. With the Red Sea on one side and Pharaoh's gang on the other, there's no path of escape to safety. It's either slavery again or death in the desert. But then listen again to this passage of Scripture that we're focused on today. Then the angel of God moved to the back of the people. In this way, the cloud stood between the Egyptians and the Israelites. There was light for the Israelites. God had been leading and protecting the Israelites from the Egyptians every day. And now he came and stood between them. God in the pillar, fire by night and pillar of cloud by day, was usually in front of them, leading them. But God knew where they needed protection now. And so the pillar moved behind them and between them and Pharaoh's army to guard his children. And God also shined his light on them. So they knew he was there. They knew he was near. For all of us, as back then, God is both our guide and our guard. He leads us and protects us. He's our shepherd, directing us through the valleys and deserts of our lives, understanding when fear and uncertainty and doubt grip us while protecting us from anything that would try to harm us. He understands. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the one who goes before us into our future and the one who comes behind us, gathering up our debris, our mistakes, and our failures, the one who is with us and extends his hand of understanding and grace and forgiveness to hold, to bless, and to heal us while moving ahead of us and with us into all the fullness of each new day that he plans for us. He's the creator of the universe, yet he knows our name. He threw the stars into the sky, yet he knows and cares when we cry at night or when we worry about something in our lives or lose someone we love or when the world seems way too overwhelming and we feel too weak to move on. At the Red Sea, God's people We're in a place where his presence had never been so real to them, and they needed it. In that difficult moment, they drew near to him because really there was nowhere else to turn. And what a great place to turn. And once again, they found him there. This time that we're talking about today, he's not out front leading. He's not necessarily offering an encouraging word through Moses, but he is at their back between doubt and fear that they have. He had their back. He was there. Isn't that how it is for us when we find ourselves wondering at times where God is, especially during these unsettling and difficult days, feeling at times like we're between a rock and a hard place, or like Moses and the Israelites between Pharaoh and the deep Red Sea. But God always shows up to show us in big and small ways that he is near and he understands what we're going through. Through heartache, failure, despair, difficulty, maybe we felt him through the touch or phone call of a dear friend, maybe with the visit of someone who cares for you and is there to help, maybe in a message you heard reminding you how much God cares for and loves us all. Maybe it was in a child's smile or their laughter at a moment you were gripped in doubt and it helped you to put life into perspective. Maybe an evening sunset that he painted just for you reminded you that you were his child and through him you are freed from all that tries to hold you back and tie you down. Doesn't he always show us somehow, in some way, that he knows where we are, that he understands what we're going through and feeling, and that he cares for us, protects us, and he's always got us. As the story has been passed down to us, President Abraham Lincoln was known to often visit hospitals to talk with the wounded soldiers during the Civil War. And during one of his visits, the doctors pointed out a young soldier who was near death, and President Lincoln went to be with him at his bedside. "Is there anything I can do for you?" the president asked. The soldier obviously didn't recognize President Lincoln, and with some effort, he was able to whisper to him, "Would you please help me to write a letter to my mother?" A pen and paper were provided, and the president carefully began writing down what the young man was able to say. "My dearest mother, I was badly hurt while doing my duty. I'm afraid I'm not going to recover. Don't grieve too much for me, please. Kiss Mary and John for me. May God bless you and Father." The soldier was too weak to continue, so Lincoln signed the letter for him and added, "Written for your son by Abraham Lincoln." The young man asked to see the note and was astonished when he read it to discover who had written it. "Are you really the president?" he asked. "Yes, I am," Lincoln replied quietly. Then President Lincoln asked if there was anything else he could do for him. "Would you please hold my hand?" the soldier asked. "It will help to see me through to the end." In the hushed room, the tall, gaunt president took the boy's hand in his and spoke warm words of encouragement until death came. God is always as close to us as that. He is never closer to us than when we've been shipwrecked, crippled, or hurt by life. He is there when the circumstances of our days or the unknown things lurking just around the corner drive us to the edge of despair, to the anxious shores facing our own Red Seas. He is there in the midst of the anxiety about our future, our family, friends, and our nation and world. And he is never as close as when we don't know what's next or which way to turn or to go, or when we approach what may seem to be our last breaths or the last breaths of our loved ones. And he understands. Look, he's been on the cross for us, and he left the tomb empty. He knows the way, and he always will guard us and stay with us as we go, always with him, holding our hand. And it's in moments like all of those that we sense his presence and the truth of what the psalmist said in Psalm 46, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble, reminding us that he is there to help us, holding us by the hand, so we never need to be afraid. From the first to the last and every moment in between of our life. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for the reminders that come every day from you of your presence in our lives. Thank you, Lord, how you do that through so many different things and so many different people in so many different ways, just reminding us that you're there. You reach down and touch us to tell us you care, that you see us, you love us, that you will lift us, walk with us, strengthen us, and move us from where we are, stopped at times, into all that you want us to be, all that you have before us to do with you and for you, for your kingdom and for the good of others. Thanks for all that you do for us and with us. Thank you for always being with us in those moments where we feel shipwrecked, we've been crippled or hurt by life, that you're there. You're there to help us to move forward. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your son. And it says, his precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.